It's 8:40 on the ticket. It's Monday morning with the Musers, the Monday morning after a successful ticket stock. And we'll check in the weekend at the Olympic Games coming up at 8:55 today. As we mentioned a little while ago, it's President's Day. And this is quite an honor. Joining us now from somewhere is a former president of the United States. He was in office back in the 1830s. It's Martin Van Buren. Mr. President, it's an honor to have you on, and I don't know how we arrange this, but what a thrill.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for jumping on with us here on President's Day.
No problem, George.
Oh, he knew my name.
Well, your producer told me your name.
Oh, okay.
Of course I know your name.
That makes sense.
This is fantastic. We've been able to raise the ghost of Martin Van Buren for a special President's Day visit to... I can't imagine what it was like in your day to be in office.
Oh, it was totally different, Craig. When I was president, the whole White House shared one chamber pot. Huh. It was emptied once a week, and it was overflowing by Tuesday.
Sounds awful.
Horrible. And let me tell you something else. My wife, she had grooming issues.
Oh, well, we don't need to know that.
No.
My dear Hannah... That's what I called her, my dear Hannah. She had a bearskin rug tucked into her petticoat. That's what it looked like. Just hair everywhere.
Sir, we don't need to know about that.
It smelled like a muskox, too. You know what I'm saying, right, George?
No, I don't want to talk about that, sir.
Well, we have to. We have to. But who is president now?
It's Donald Trump.
Isn't he a reality television star?
He was, yes.
He was, yeah.
I don't believe you.
It's true.
We'll have a black president before we'll have a reality television star as a president.
Actually, we did. Yes, right before Trump's.
Good God, man.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Nothing. Things are different. Hollywood was not even invented when I was president.
That's right. True. Yeah.
We used to gather on Saturday nights and watch shadow puppets.
Sounds fun.
That's what you did for entertainment?
We didn't have Tinder.
No.
We had first cousins.
Oh, man.
Hey, whatever works.
Yeah, it was a different time, I guess.
We didn't have cars either.
Mm-hmm. No.
If we wanted to go somewhere, we had to travel 10 hours to make it 50 miles. Mm. And we were smelling horses' ass the whole time.
Oh, man.
And if Hannah was traveling with me, you had the horses' ass and the muskox smell.
Oh, gosh.
Darn near kill a man, Craig.
Yeah, I imagine this is the 8th president of the United States joining us from the great beyond, Martin Van Buren.
Your punk ass doesn't even know the years I was president.
1830s.
30 something, yeah.
1837 to 1841.
Okay. Well, what was America like back then?
It was badass, let me tell you. Badass.
Badass.
We won all the Olympics. Speaking of sports.
Yeah.
What's with Dak Prescott? What's going on there?
Well, maybe a little sophomore slump.
Can I promote my band?
You have a band?
The Bird Dogs are playing Cloud Nine on March 2nd.
You have a band named the Bird Dogs?
Sure do.
That's a coincidence.
What do you mean?
Well, that's the name of my band.
I will sue your ass back into the Stone Age. That was my band way back in 1837 when I took office.
What kind of music y'all play?
Red Dirt, mainly Red Dirt, yes.
That existed.
Classic country as well, yes, okay. Yes, yes. But you know, I mean, you know, this is Red Dirt, yes, yes.
You just turned British on us?
What?
How's Josh doing?
That's a defeat of a president. That his vice, I don't appreciate
wasn't
that,
that his vice president? I can't remember.
Josh?
Get up on these nuts, Craig. Get up on these nuts. I will kick your ass. You hear me right now? I will kick your ass.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I'm sorry. Gosh.
Losing contact, Mr. President.
I offended the ghost of Martin Van Buren.
On President's Day. Man, how could you do such a thing?